The last time we were here at Harvest, we just really fell in love with you guys, and it really feels like home. And when I found out that we were going to come and do a conference in Paris this week, my lovely wife and the powerful Joe Naughton, who was at my house, we began to scheme, and we just, all we needed was Pastor Paul's approval. and so we were able to come here for this day, and I really look forward to sharing with you today and there being an impartation today. I can always tell how excited God is about a place is when I get close to getting there, how much he talks to me about it. And so we started yesterday, our time, early in the morning, went to the airport and then flew to Toronto. And on the way to Toronto, I was on the plane and God started speaking to me about y'all. And it just didn't stop. It didn't stop. I had a 4-hour layover in Toronto and I just kept listening to God talk to me about y'all. Now, when you travel as much as I do now, you have a lot of sermons you can preach that really have been honed down and are very like, and full of illustrations and all of these wonderful things. But how many of you would rather hear one on-time word from God than just another great sermon? And so that's really what I really wanted to do. And so then we flew from Toronto to Paris. And so as I was on the plane last night, God just continued to speak to me about you. And I know that the last time that we were here, it was called Days of Destiny. And God gave us, I believe, 4 days of destiny that I know it changed me. I know that it bonded us. And so when I heard Limitless 2016, that word, when you just said Limitless, my wife was sitting next to me on the plane, and I said, can I just start talking to you out loud what God is saying to me about Limitless? And we just started, and then I just got my computer out, and I started writing down as much as I could, as quick as I could. And thank you, Jesus, it's all right here. And so I really want to have a time for impartation. So I'm just going to speak for a while, then we have a service tonight, right? Yes. But I love talking to leaders. Because if you change leaders, you change everything. If the impartation happens there, it just changes the atmosphere. It changes the future. It changes everything. And so this is my favorite group to speak with. And so I will bring the prophet up at the end, and we'll continue to, wow. Do y'all feel the presence of God in this room right now? Do you really sense him right now? This is a house that knows how to worship. And I love that about you. Because when there is an atmosphere, it's not like that you create an atmosphere in this house. It's like you continue an atmosphere in this house. It's just like a continuance of the presence of God. I mean, I just felt it when I got out of the car you guys love the presence of God. Don't ever compromise worship. You can never get too busy or the time or the whatever to sacrifice the purity and the innocence of worship in this house. It's a significant thing, because when you take innocence out of worship, it becomes performance. And that's what was lost in the garden, wasn't it? Innocence. It's the thing I love about the Naughtons. That they've been around the block. I understand that. And I know that there's a lot in the natural, street smart. I understand that. That's right. But they choose to be innocent. This house chooses to be innocent before God. And therefore, you maintain a purity that is so attractive to God. Aren't you attracted to purity? In a world of seductiveness and spin and all of these things, image and natural charisma, aren't you just attracted by purity? Yes. And if there's anything that I want to protect in my life and my wife and her life, it's purity. I want my heart to be pure. Because it says, the pure in heart. See, how you can't really see God for who he really is until you've purified your heart. And that's that whole Heal for Life vibe that birthed out of this church. It's that we choose. We uncompromisingly choose to be pure. Right? So let's just reach up and touch our ears. Father, let us hear what the Spirit would say to us today. Let not one word fall to the ground. Not one word fall to the ground. God, I pray that not one person would leave without a significant impartation today. Just a significant, significant impartation. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me read this scripture to you. Can I read this scripture to you? The new book I'm finishing up right now is called I Speak Wisdom. I believe I speak two languages, English and wisdom. When you begin to speak wisdom, doors open. You really do become limitless. If that's your chosen language. Let's all say, wisdom is my chosen language. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. This is today. Everybody just say, this scripture is for me today. 6 is for me. Not the wisdom of this age, because I'm just telling you something. If you want to live limitless, you have to realize that the truth that you walk in, listen to me, has to be new and now. Isaiah 43, 18, 19. I'll get to it in just a second. He says, it's happening right now. Limitless living, limitless thinking is happening right now. Do you not perceive it? For it springs up even now. And can I tell you where limitless thinking works best? Limitless living works best in deserts and wildernesses. Right? Roads in the wilderness, streams in the desert. The limitless authority that God has put in this house and in you particularly, is for the deserts you will go into to irrigate with the spirit that God has given you. For out of your belly will flow rivers. You're going to irrigate deserts. They don't need, you're not needed in oceanside territory and lakefront property. You're needed in desert areas. You are needed in wilderness, places that is so thick, there needs to be a road because you can't traverse where you're going. It's just wilderness. That's why God has given you great authority in Africa, in some of those nations, is because you went into a wilderness and you made a road. But how many of you know there's wildernesses here in London? And there's deserts here in one. So everybody say, if I'm going to be limitless, it's now and it's new. Okay. All right. I'm going to prove that to you in just a second. God, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. That's such a beautiful scripture. Okay. But now we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. This is the message to you today. I'm going to speak the wisdom of God to you in a mystery. Hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for, watch this, our glory. God wants this house to have a glory. He wants your family to have a glory, which the rulers of this world, had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of Jesus. So the limitless living, the limitless thinking that God is going to give us this new plateau, this new revelation today, is something that's been hidden before time, that's revealed for now. It says, for the ages of our glory. Watch this, because the strategy, Satan played right into it. He thought he was winning on the cross, but it was the greatest loss in history. Can I tell you, limitless living takes Satan and it plays into your hand for your success. But who would have thought a cross would have been a victory? Okay, limitless thinking is when you wipe away all that you've thought before. And say, now God, speak to me about now. Because if we had the answers, what we would have done would have already changed London and Miami.
Right.
Okay. So verse 9 is where I want you to underline. And then I'm going to give you the revelation God gave me. But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, or has it even entered into your thought, your emotions, your mind, your will, the things which God has prepared for those. What's the one criteria? That you love him.
Right.
This is limitless. So can we put this down? You haven't seen it. You haven't heard it, and you haven't thought it. But God has already prepared it for you. And the one qualifying criteria is, do you love me? Jesus looking at Peter and saying, Peter, forget all this other stuff. Is after the crucifixion. Remember, he's standing there and he's going, Peter, I know you made a bunch of mistakes. You denied me. You tried to kill a guy. Do you love me?
Wow.
Can you turn to somebody but just beside you and go, do you really love him? No, answer it. Answer it. See, oh, wow. If you could see your faces, do you really love him? Somebody else, say somebody else, do you really love him? Then he has limitless for you. You haven't seen it. You haven't seen it. I said you haven't seen it. You haven't heard it. The concepts have not even come into your hearts. See, Joe, I'm preaching to myself this morning. When you really study at the heart of God, right? It's like, oh my God, that's for me. I want something I've never seen. I want something I've never heard. I want something that I've never even meditated that it was possible. Isn't that what Jesus brought? Jesus brought stuff that nobody had ever thought was possible. Jesus shows up in John 11. Now write that down because you need to look at this story again. Jesus shows up and they said, if you had just been here, he wouldn't have died because it's already turned. It's bad. We've lost. I'm here to tell you, the limitless believer, it's never over. It's never over. He's in the ground. He stinks. He's been dead. Limitless believer realizes, say out loud, it's not over. For us, it's just not over. It's not over. I don't care what's transpired. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how many things it looks like. Boy, we blew it on that one. No, no. Jesus said, look, I'm here. Can you think like I think? And then he goes, he can be resurrected. Now her thought is so limited. She goes, oh, yeah, I know one day we'll all be resurrected and that's going to be cool. Can I tell you? Limitless thinking is new and now. Let's say it again. It's new
and now.
Martha, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Jesus says, can I break this truth to you? I am the resurrection.
Wow.
See, that changes. That changes. That's a game changer. Everything's changed. I am the resurrection. And they're all stunned. Jesus, listen to me. Please write it down. You can't be limitless and you can't be led by your emotions.
Amen.
Emotions is the undermining of the limitless strategy. And it wasn't Jesus didn't have it because the verse says Jesus wept, which meant he uncontrollably convulsed to the point that religious people who hated him goes, my God, this guy must really love Jesus. So was Jesus moved? Every miracle you would see was always predicated before the fact was he was moved with compassion. Matthew 9, he saw the sheep. They were scattered as though they had no shepherd. They were in a bus. He was moved, but not led. I will be moved by my compassion, but I will not be led by my compassion. Because you can't be a good parent if you're led by your compassion. You'll make all the wrong decisions about raising your children. You can't do that with your ministry. You can't do that with your job. You certainly can't do that with your destiny. Okay, so here we go. Let me just tell you what God did. And then I just feel like there's going to be an impartation of this limitless understanding of God's will in our lives. I think to the point, could I have a little water? That's okay. Not a problem. I'll actually take anything that's wet. You don't have to give me a new glass. I'll drink after you. Just put it right in there. It still works the same. Mm-hmm. And no deadly things shall harm me. Hallelujah, Jesus' name. What? I love being here. Please write this down. What normally takes you to limitless understanding is traumatic events. Because you normally wouldn't go to a limitless understanding as long as what you were doing was working. Wow. When I was 60 years old, I told you this last time, I believe, I was preaching. I had three services on Sunday, and my arm went numb, and my face started to draw, and I was having a stroke while I was preaching. I'm not trying to get theological right now. Can I just tell you, it catapulted me into limitless. Because I realized what I was doing was not getting me the results that I needed. It was not taking me where I was supposed to go. I realized that you can't be a limitless thinker and also be stress-filled. I was filled with stress, which is a sin and which is anti-faith. Stress will make you put limits on yourself that God never intended you to have. Because you'll say, I just can't do any more than this. I can't handle any more than this. I love you, Pastor. I just can't do any more. Thank you, Father, for loving me. I can't do any more. That's stress talking. A limitless thinker says, God, make me wise, make me smarter, make me more strategic that I can do many more things. How many of you, if you're overwhelmed with one business God has given you, realize, can I tell you, to the limitless believer, you could run 10 businesses. Mr. Jerry Ross, who helped me get started in Miami, he had 10 or 12 businesses in Miami, 10 or 12 in Michigan. And he said, I get up in the morning, do my devotion, do my workout, and I'm through with my work day by noon. I said, you have like 20 businesses, you're a multimillionaire, and you're through with your work day by noon? He said, the business doesn't run me, I run the business. See, that's a limitless thinker that says, no, I'll take on another business. I'll take on another business. I'll take on this. I'll take on that. You see, you are limited by how you have lived your life in the past. How you've lived your life in the past. Jesus changed the world in 3.5 years and didn't have a car. He didn't have a cell phone. He didn't have email. He walked everywhere he went. He didn't have a secretary. His staff was mostly made up of guys who couldn't read. They had no administrative skill. They had no background in the ministry. And now he, in 3.5 years, is going to change the world. What happened? He was a limitless thinker. He had no limits. I hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard, neither it entered in the hearts of man, the things that God has. I'm telling you, you are so close. This house, you are so close. You named it. You prophetically named it limitless. I'm just come here and help and teach what you named. It's Adam, and God came and looked and see what Adam would name everything. You need to rename the things in your life. You need to rename them. And I'm telling you, to the limitless believer, all of them, God's in control. God is in control. Amen. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Every vision, please write this down. Every vision sets a limit. In other words, you must have a continual evolving vision. See, some people are still working off a vision they got 10 years ago. Well, you're limited because that vision has a limit. 22 years ago, God sent my wife and I to Miami, and he gave me a vision for Miami. If I was still serving that vision, I would be limited. I would not be here. I would not be doing 90% of the things I'm doing in God. Please write the scripture down. In him we live and move and have our being. Anybody here in the medical field? How? Yes, she's here. So what happens when there's no circulation in your leg? What do the doctors have to do? They have to cut it off. Isn't that extreme? Amputation where there's no circulation. When the blood stops moving, whatever area that is must be cut off. That's why if you get up in the morning and you don't feel good, you start moving your body. You start moving your body. Things start to circulate. And health comes to your body. Or you can sit there and complain. My feet are swelling. I got bursitis in my back. Where there's no circulation, there's no life. You want limitless faith. You want limitless. Get up and move. Get up and move. Get up and do something. In him we live. Just move in your chair. Move in your chair. I came here and the stage is different. You got these white things here now. You got to be moving. You've got to be doing things. You have to be. What's next? Limitless is new and now. Let's say it. So I thank God for 22 years ago in that vision. How many of you hear the scripture? His mercies are new. In other words, his strategies are new every morning. And this is what I say about truth. Yesterday's revelation could be today's heresy. You think that maybe is an overstatement or what? It really sounds kind of good, though, doesn't it? The bottom line is what God said yesterday. Isn't that what the whole deal with manna was? What happened to you if you ate yesterday's manna? You would be sick. And how do you like being sick in a desert where it's like 120 degrees in the day and it's freezing at night and you're sick and you're living in a tent? You can't be limitless and eat yesterday's manna. What has God said to you about the day? That's why I'm so excited. I don't want to talk about days of destiny. That was months ago. Here's where we are today. Limitless. Today is limitless. Today, say, I'm limitless. Today, I'm limitless. We're going to give this revelation. Then I said to Pastor Paul, so what do we do? What do we do today? He said, teach it and then lay hands on people. He said, if we lay hands on people and they get this impartation, this day will have been a kingdom day full of success for his glory. All right. All right. All right. Acts 27. Okay. Acts 17, 28. We already talked about that. Write this down. Limitless living is where you cast off all restraints and weights. Wow. Limitless living is where you cast off all restraints. How many of you believe any part of bondage is of God? Joe, is any part of bondage? Cast aside those weights that so easily beset you so that you can run. I was a track and field athlete. We designed our uniforms that everything we had on our bodies, the little sleeveless shirt, the little shorts, and the shoes all weighed way under a pound. The shoes were so light. My shoes were lighter than this knife. Adidas made them. They were lighter than that. Because you can't be limitless and be weighed down. You can't be limitless and be weighed down. Get up every... Don't go to sleep carrying that stuff. Get rid of that stuff. Go have a good night's sleep. Then get up in the morning, and if anything is snuck back in, get all those things. Take captive your thoughts. I will not live heavy. He has given us a garment of praise for the... What do you want? Garment of praise or garment of heaviness? Which one do you want to wear? Because a lot of Christians are rocking the garment of heaviness. You can feel it on them. It's like they're heavy. It's like that. I don't want to be around people that are like that. I want to be around people who are free. Limitless belief is at any second I expect the supernatural intervention of God. Any second, at any minute, I know that He loves me. I'm there. I'm ready. This is our time. So we see in Proverbs 29:18, it says, without a vision, people cast off all restraints. You have to have a constant evolving vision so you can be focused. But there's nothing sadder than someone living in their past success. I helped build a church that grew from 100 to 15,000. Our sanctuary seated almost 8,000 people. And we were the cover of Charisma magazine for innovative worship. We did some things in worship and dance and in drama and in singing that some of it had never been done. We had the largest cross-cultural church, half black, half white, in America. South Africa, our program went in there, and it was during apartheid coming down. It was the model of what they wanted to happen. Martin Luther King Jr.'s kids came to our church. It was an incredible work. There was a time, we were the number one rated program on TBN by far. Nobody was close. I'm talking about everybody's program. And God spoke through my covering, my daddy, and a great elder in my life that it was time for me to start traveling and speaking around the world. This was about 30 years ago. And so I left and I went to do that. I went back there 10 years later. They were doing the same songs. It had become a museum. They were stuck in time. They were a victim of their past success. What place do you put God in when God gives you a great success and you think that's your defining moment and that's who you are, rather than saying, this is who God did, and now I'm ready for the next one, and then I'm ready for the next one, and then I'm ready for the next one. My success doesn't define who I am. It defines who God is in my journey of where I'm going, and God's directing me. Did you just get that? Did you just get that? Success doesn't define me. It just says, God, you did good. If that was true, Jesus would have just done water baptism all his life. This is my beloved son, and whom I'm well pleased. Let me tell you what a great majority of Christian leaders would have done. God's called me to water baptism. This is it. I'm going to be here at this river forever. We're going to know God's going to speak every day. This is my boy. Everybody's going to get baptized. That was not the end. That was the next step. I don't know if I've ever taught better in my life. This must be a chemistry between us that's just ridiculous. I need to get a tape to hear myself. All right. So, but past success gives you false boundaries that become your bound, that become your bondage. The enemy, the enemy is always trying to limit you in the most subtle ways. In the most subtle ways. My youth pastor, my son's youth pastor, that you know, great kid, grew up in our church, made some mistakes, spent some time in prison. One of the greatest evangelists you ever want to see. A young man who moves in signs and wonders. Incredible, incredible young man. He got offended, and about a month or 6 weeks ago, he left and started his own church. And already things are in a very difficult place for him. I love him. I've got nothing but love in my heart for him and his wife and his brand new little daughter. But I can tell you, you can make decisions because the ultimate curse and strategy against the limitless thinking is rebellion. It's the ruler spirit. Go back to the garden. Why do I need to bow down and worship you? Then he gets into Eve's head, right? It's all about rebellion. Let me just say this to you. Whenever you hear yourself making this comment, I don't care what anybody thinks, check yourself. Check yourself. I was sitting one time with some friends that I helped get victory out of over some powerful addictions. They were Grammy Award winners. And so I was talking, and I was at the table talking in a big way. This was about 25 years ago. And my friend stopped me. He says, Dwayne, do you know that at this table you have said in the last 10 to 15 minutes, I don't care what anybody thinks or anybody says about 10 times. And I realized I was not living a life of obedience. I was living a life of reaction to what had happened to me. That's not being led by truth. Reaction is never truth. That's why you have to deal with the pain in your life, or you'll never be a seeker of truth. You'll never be able to live a limitless life as long as you're reacting to things that have happened to you. Old things are passed away, and behold, that's limitless. All things have become new. Now, here's my limitless thinking. God's going to do an incredible work in my youth pastor's life. He's going to find everything he needs to find in God. God's going to reunite us because we're family, and we're going to have an incredible kingdom strategy. because limitless thinking believes restoration is always possible. Restoration is always possible. There's not different camps. My kids used to always come to me. I have three. They would always go, "Dad, whose side are you on?" And I would say, "I'm on the side of truth." When I was thinking about this church, I was thinking about Aristotle Onassis, who became the richest man in the world. You know how he did it? Do you know how this Greek tycoon did it? After World War II, all of our boys who had come over and fought, the shipping industry was dead. Because of an elongated war, the shipping industry was dead. But our boys had come over here and they had developed appetites for all the different foods in Europe, all the different things that Europe had to offer. And this man mortgaged everything he had and he said, "Buy every ship you can buy." And there was no shipping industry. Limitless thinking. He saw something new. He saw a need. He saw a need and he said, "Holy Ghost, let me know how to do that." And can I tell you, in about 5 years, he became the richest man in the earth. Limitless thinking. Limitless 2016 is you setting where you're sitting right there and realize God's put you on this earth for a purpose, to do something, to fill some need that no one else on earth can fulfill. No one else on earth can do. And people will be incredibly happy to give you great resources to do what God has called you to do, because you realize you can be in deserts and you can be in wildernesses, and that is set up for your success. Wow, we're getting really close to prayer time. Are you ready? Limitless thinking. You remember when the woman who's starving to death and she realizes that her and her son have nothing? And the prophet says, "Bake me a biscuit with all you got left." And then here's limitless. How many pots can you get today? Just gather however many pots you can, because there's a limitless supply of oil. There's a limitless supply of oil. Now here, oh God, he's speaking to me right now, Paul, as I'm sitting here. You realize an endless supply of oil without the strategy to do something about it is useless. Do you know who has the greatest reservoir of oil in the world? Venezuela. And there's no medicine there now. There's no food there now. There is an evil government there now. The people are now living under martial law. They have the greatest supply reservoir in the world of oil. And yet the nation is in complete disarray and poverty because they have a limitless resource. They do not have the limitless mentality and strategy. Let this mind be in you. The limitless mind. My goodness gracious. All right. All right. This is a prophetic word to the Naughtons and to this house, I believe. And I'm speaking it as a prophetic word to me also in our ministry. God is assembling our teams that will think limitlessly. God said to me, "Don't worry about the finances. Assemble your team. Assemble your team." There is such The dream team for Harvest is in this room. But here's two things about if you want to live limitless. I need you to write these things. Two things God told me you have to do. Number one, you have to take time every day, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, and open your mind to the Holy Spirit and go, all right, take me to that limitless place. Let me just think limitless. Now, I'm going to tell you what will happen. What will happen, Paul, when you begin to think like that, you'll just be watching TV. You'll be watching a soccer game, and God will begin to say, that could happen, that could happen, that could happen, that could happen. Now, because, you know, I love Paul, I love Arsenal. And now I have to follow soccer. And because 80% of my ministry is in Latin American countries, I follow soccer more than I do American football. Now, I know. And then I just wanted to say, 2016, limitless. Lester? Is that the way you say it? Wait a minute. Are they the team with all the money?
No.
Are they the team with the winning record?
No.
Are they the one with a history of winning championships?
No.
What happened? What happened was a foretaste of what God's going to do in this house and in your life. That out of nowhere, without money, without reputation, without everything. Oh, it's got to be Manchester United. It's got to be Manchester City. It's got to be Arsenal. No! It was David who didn't even get invited to the anointing party. He wasn't even considered. His daddy went. But he was the limitless thinker. He was the limitless liver. And God says, now, this guy is a man after my own heart. Limitless living. Please write this down, because I want you to take this out of your vocabulary. Limitless living is beyond culture and economics. Natural culture and natural economics. Well, you don't understand. We live in London. And stop it!
Right.
But you don't understand my culture. Stop it! Don't undo the cross. Don't undo kingdom economics. Don't undo that you are now a new creation in Jesus Christ. Old things are passed away. You are Joseph.
Hallelujah.
I'll explain that tonight. I got just like three things that I'm going to pray for you. John on the Isle of Patmos. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I was caught up, and I began to think limitless. Now, here's limitless thinking. He'll show you things that will be like what's going to happen to you. John didn't know how to define anything he was seeing. He says, well, it's like eyes that were on fire. The eyes were not on fire. His voice was like a waterfall. He was just saying, God is going to show you. Are you listening?
Yes.
God is going to show you things and go, oh, okay, that's like what I'm about to do. That right there is like what I'm about to do. I was talking with my friend, all of our friends. He's been a friend of mine for 35 years, Joel Casoria, who was with his aunt, the most powerful woman ever in Christian television, the largest privately owned television company in the world. They started 40 years ago. They mortgaged everything and started in their little garage, a television studio that was like this. From that wall, like to here, this. And now it's a multi-billion dollar industry. She went home to be with the Lord. Jan Crouch, she went home to be with the Lord this past week. And Matt and Laurie and Joel and John Casoria and Matt and Laurie's two children, they were all in the room. And the Holy Spirit came down and just said, it's time limitless. TBN was great, but not what it's about to be. How many of you can say my life has been great to right now? But wait to what it's about to be. Wait. We haven't done this yet. It's mine. It's mio, that's right. It's mine. All right. What do we do today in the opportunity of this moment? What do we do today? Can I have the keyboardist, please? What do we do today in the opportunity that we have in limitless 2016? The reason I use so many scriptures today is the foundation. The foundation of limitless thinking is always the Word of God. I'm not saying anything that's outside of the Word of God. Jesus was just surprising people every day with limitless thinking, wasn't he? He was just surprising them. Great men and women of God, where Moses is there at the Red Sea and he's surrounded by the Egyptians. And instead of limitless thinking, here's the Israelites going, you brought us out here to get us killed. We were better getting the daylights beat out of us every day, living in slavery, what, eating. And God said to Moses, what's in your hand? He didn't just rescue them from the Egyptians. He said, the Egyptians you see today, you'll never see again. Limitless thinking is, he took him across the Red Sea to the promised land. And he said, no, I'm just not delivering you out of something. I'm delivering you to something. I want to tell you, the God that is here right now is not just delivering you out of something. He's delivering you into something. Limitless living is living in the promised land. It's living in Goshen. Yes, everything can be happening around us. Stand to your feet, begin to worship. Everything around you can be happening. It's like Pastor Paul said to me today. He said to me, the church is in a great place. It's not that there's not battles. There's always going to be some battles. There is a transformation that is happening. I see us walking up the Mount of Transfiguration today, and I see a veil that we walk through that Jesus said, look right here, here's Elijah and here's Moses.